this is the big conundrum. And I think there's a few things at work. One is logical consistency to the postmodern isn't the most important thing. So raising that point might not get you very far with the average student. But second, I think what's interestingly happened here is that sort of in an interesting twist, postmodernism's deconstruction of truth and narratives and sort of the ascension of moral relativism in years past has left room for now a sort of a new ascension of one remaining narrative that's taken as capital T true. And that would be the narrative of the oppressed and the oppressor, power dynamics, especially as they play out along identity categories, race, gender, and sexuality lines. That's really the one category left, victim and victimizer, powerful and powerless. And this is the lens through which everything is viewed. So it's sort of an interesting twist, and I'm not sure exactly how to crack that nut, but I think part of it is postmodernism in its sort of rejection of truth overall has left this one area of truth remaining, and that's the lens of power.